In 1778, the British began focusing their efforts on the South, hoping to tap into Loyalist support there. They were successful at first with victories at Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston and Camden, South Carolina. But on October 7, 1780, 1,100 Loyalists fighting for the British were surrounded and defeated by colonial patriots at Kings Mountain, North Carolina. It was the beginning of the end for the British. Another colonial success came early in 1781, when American troops, led by General Daniel Morgan, defeated the British at the Battle of Cowpens in South Carolina. Control of the South was not yet determined. In March, the Americans were defeated at Guilford Courthouse near Greensboro, North Carolina. Later that year, with the help of the French Navy, the Continental Army won a decisive victory at Yorktown, Virginia. There on October 19, 1781, British General Cornwallis was forced to surrender his army of more than 6,000 men to General George Washington. It was the last major battle of the American Revolution. The Treaty of Paris was signed on September 3, 1783, and a new nation was born.